Voices echoing through the canyons of your mind. sons. Wanna eat some clams. The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, wingnuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got lunched by a famous mountain and his small wooden wife.
Goodbye to Las Vegas.
Just into the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, and Lomita will provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire. But it is this reporter's opinion that Ethel is a former communist.
Within the week,
Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La la la, nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured, and homeless.
Homeless.
As Billy had just leveled it.
In the Earth's crust, right over the secret underground dumps where they keep the
pools of old poison gas. And obsolete germ bombs.
Just as a freak tornado cruise through.
Stretches out!
The Midwest!
Now, it was about this time, I think it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio, that Billy got his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, believe me, Ethel said she wasn't going to let him go.
I'm not going to let you go, Billy!
And George Putnam, the right-wing, creepo, fascist, pig newscaster from Los Angeles said,
take it away, George Putnam, the right-wing, fascist, radical, creepo, pig newscaster from Los Angeles.
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it's this reporter's opinion that she also practices witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang in the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself.
Pappalardi.
Felix Pappalardi.
Still others say, bullshit, man.
Bullshit, man.
He was just born was next born to the frozen meat pies at Christina's. Still others say, again. He was just a crazy Italian who drove a red car. You see, it was hard to tell. Nobody knew for sure. He was so mysterious.
Oh, yes, he was.
He was so mysterious. He was so
person, or if he has a son named Pinocchio, or what?
Some men say he could fly, some men say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka, and all the girls in Flushing would be amazed of him.
February 1975, 1986, March 1914.
So when the phone rang, thank you, in the secret briefcase,
thank you,
a strong masculine hand with a wristwatch. Bracelet grabbed it
and answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
Yes, this is he. What? A mountain with a tree growing off of his shoulder? You're full of shit, man. What? Are you sure? Oh, well, all right. Let me write this down, then. Sort of take a few notes here. To New York? Causing untold destruction?
Yes, he could dance. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Studebaker Hawk Dancing Lesson and Cosmic Prayer for Guidance, featuring Ainsley Dunbar.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey!
Right hand from the heart.
Professional.
Left hand from the heart.
Exquisite.
Right hand from the heart.
Homunculus.
Left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey!
There were a number of very peculiar rumors circulating about Studebaker Hawk recently. Consider, if you will, the rumors that have spread that he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
Some men say he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a
pin.
Quickly springing into action, he phoned his wife,
who ran a modeling school, whereupon she... He ran around the back of Gimbel's to see if he could find some big, unused cardboard boxes.
After which, he hit up Christie's for some Kaiser broiler foil, some Aunt Jemima syrup, and a pair of blunt scissors.
Yes, and in the parking lot across the street from the 15th Avenue Hotel, in between a pair of customized trucks where nobody was looking, he cut out a pair of really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil. Thoroughly with foil.
Those wings and wedged one under each of his powerful arms. And sneaked into a telephone booth.
He closed the door and he pulled down his gray denim bus driver top hat. And he spread even amounts of Aunt Jemima syrup all over the inside of his legs, right underneath his boxer print shorts.
The booth was filling with flies. He held open the legs of his boxer shorts so they could all get in.
Yes! And when each and every one of those little cocksucking flies had got into his boxer shorts and was lapping up all that good Aunt Jemima syrup, he bent over and he put his head between his legs. And he said to those little flies in a clear, impressive,
he might play dirty. He's home.
Rejoin Studebaker Hawk standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth.
Billy? I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. Why, it's all fair and square, the lottery, you know. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Ethel shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, unperturbed, continued.
Listen, you
communist son of a bitch. You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for filtered in some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend here will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse. Get the
picture?
Billy just laughed.
If they think they're gonna draft me, they're crazy.
Now, you'll remember that Studebaker Hawk was standing on the edge of Billy's mouth so that when he laughed, he lost his balance and unfortunately fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
You Carnaby cutie, let's hear another set.
Which only goes to prove
coming to our concert. Good night.